Welcome to The Plot Thickens, a digital audio series for the web constructed in the manner of old-time radio drama, a distinctive American form of entertainment. The Plot Thickens is written, directed, and produced by students in the Longwood College Honors English 100 class. They also provide the voices. Some say the instructor made them do it. That's Michael Lunn, professor of English. Evidence on this point, however, remains inconclusive. Our current series is entitled Who Killed Joe and Jane College? And explores the hazards faced by undergraduates in their first year away from home. Now, it's time for today's episode.
Jane College's family has called Inspector Pop in a panic. Their daughter is missing. Busy with their own lives, Tony and Cinnamon did not realize Jane had been locked, but by whom, in the family freezer. They'd also been too busy to fix breakfast waffles for their other child, Jake. After Jane came shivering from the freezer, Inspector Pop interviewed Jane's friends, Brandy Flakes and Bryce Krispies. The colleges assumed the young people were responsible for Jane's near death by frostbite, but Jane's boy and girlfriend were only planning a special celebration for Jane. If their friends aren't guilty, and their parents didn't lock Jane in the freezer, who did make this attempt on her life? The answer in our thrilling concluding episode.
Is there anyone else who would have reason to harm you?
I don't know of anyone else who would have anything against our dear, innocent Janie.
Oh no, Dr. Crunch!
What was that, Jake? I couldn't quite hear you. Do you know of something no one else knows?
No, he doesn't have anything to say. Jake, don't you have something you should be doing?
No, I don't.
Didn't you just get that new Nintendo 64 game you've been dying to play?
Oh, yeah.
Does anyone have any idea what Jake was trying to tell me?
I haven't a clue. I've been so busy with business lately, I didn't even know about her relationship with Bryce. Would you all please excuse me? I have a meeting in the city I really must attend.
Miss College, does your husband always rush off like this?
Yes, he's much more interested in his business than any of us.
Would you kindly point me in the direction of the loo?
You can use the one down the hall, first door past the family room.
Jake, may I join you?
Of course, no one ever wants to play with me.
What was it you were trying to tell me earlier?
Well, I like to listen in on my sister's phone calls, and usually they're boring, but about 6 months ago, she started getting phone calls from this professor guy. I think his name was Dr. Crunch. And they sounded all lovey-dovey. But then, after Bryce started hanging around and calling a lot, the doctor dude sounded kind of mad.
It was a pleasure playing with you, Jake. I would also like to thank you for the information. You've been a tremendous help. I believe I now have a new theory as to who locked Jane in the icebox. Jane, do you know a Dr. Crunch?
Why, of course she does. He's her statistics professor who fed the chinchilla while we were on vacation last week.
No, he isn't. He's my English professor. Oh, no. Jane, what's going on?
I believe that Jane and Dr. Crunch may have had an affair approximately 6 months ago.
What? I don't understand.
Jane, please tell me what's going on. It's true. He became insanely jealous when Bryce began talking to me and hanging around the house, but I don't think he would intentionally hurt me.
Dr. Crunch, what are you doing in the pantry?
She's right. I never meant to hurt her. I was coming to drop off the spare key when I fed the chinchilla and I let myself in. I was going to leave it on the kitchen table when I saw a flash of Bryce Crispy's football jersey. And in a jealous rage, I locked him in the freezer. I didn't realize it was Jane wearing her shirt.
Well, I guess my work here is done. I believe I'll go play some more Nintendo 64 with Jake.
Thanks for listening to today's episode of The Plot Thickens, a digital audio series for the web constructed in the manner of old-time radio drama. The Plot Thickens stars students in the Longwood College Honors English 100 class. They also write, direct, and produce the show. Stay tuned to our website, as this show is to be continued.